Look but follow. Suppose, just suppose, that the only choice we have in life was to choose pleasant creatures, that everything which appeals to us would also be pleasing to God, that everything we like, God would like. Suppose. That's a dream world, isn't it? And that everything we dislike displeased God. Frankly, we wouldn't need a retreat. You wouldn't need the church. We find he would not even need Christ. Because then all we'd have to do is give in to our natural impulses, and everything we touch would turn to gold. But we know, and I want to just begin to have you start thinking, there are creatures in our lives. There are in mine, I'm sure there are in yours, that we do like, that are very appealing, bewitchingly attractive, sweet, as no honey can be, pleasant, satisfying the mind, the feelings, and the heart. But which reason and faith tell us are not meant for us. In other words, just to have set the stage for what we shall be reflecting on during these days, the first thing we must discover and ask the dear Lord to enlighten us, Lord, that I may see, that I may see what pleasant things you've put into my life that you want me to sacrifice. I never realized what the Lord was asking when I left my widowed mother alone to enter the society of Jesus. About a month in the novitiate, it dawned on me, my Lord, what have I done? God will put wonderful creatures into our lives. Leave it to God to ask us to give them up. What are the creatures in my life that, although very pleasant and satisfying, I now know from experience lead me into sin? I counsel too many men on how to remain faithful to their wives when the woman who entered their lives seemed to them more attractive than their wife. That's the first thing that we are to ask God to enlighten us to see. Because correspondingly, there are unpleasant creatures which for most of us are the names of people. But they need not be. They may be a position. They may be money. There may be humiliations. They may be poor health. When I was hospitalized this past April, in one of my reflective moments, I told of a number of times I've been in the hospital, sometimes for long stretches, since I entered the Society of Jesus. That was my 15th hospitalization. Sickness, the pain and discomfort that it brings, are not pleasant. 20 years ago, I didn't talk this way. Do you know that getting up in years may be one of the unpleasant creatures in our lives? Just then, as there are pleasant creatures that God wants us to surrender, either because they lead us into sin, or at least keep us from serving God as totally as He wants to be served. So there are unpleasant creatures. Ignatius reduces them to four. Lacking material possessions. Death. Death is a creature. Sickness is a creature. And rejection or non-acceptance by others is a creature. The purpose of this retreat is first to find out what are the pleasant creatures that have entered my life that God wants me to sacrifice. And what are the unpleasant creatures in my life that God wants me to endure. In one not too long sentence is the summary of our whole lives. We are to love God by surrendering the pleasant creatures He wants us to give up, and endure the unpleasant and painful creatures He wants us to experience. Evidently, this can't be all that easy to do. Otherwise, there would be many more than there are happy people in the world. Last year, the United States reached the unenviable record, the first nation in history to have had 100,000 known suicides. Just before I left New York, a woman called me up to tell me, one that I know well and counsel, she has just spent an hour and a half on the telephone with a widow worth millions contemplating taking her life. Happiness does not depend on having creatures. Happiness depends on having God. And having God depends on doing the will of God, which means giving up the things we want. And my dear friends, all through life, every day, many times a day, God asks us to give up what we want, but He does not want. Correspondingly, God puts into our lives things we don't like, unpleasant things, people, thoughtlessly, in good faith, doing stupid things. They mean well. There may not be an evil bone in their bodies. Why, we ask, dear Lord, why kill me to give this up? Or why should I have to endure or put up with this, that, or the other? The reason is because that's the way we shall achieve happiness. There is no other road to happiness, either on earth or in heaven, than by surrendering what we want, because God wants us to make the sacrifice, and by enduring the painful things that God puts into our lives. For no other reason than that, by our patient endurance, we might please Him, and in pleasing Him, God pleases us. Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord, You know what creatures keep me from serving You as I should. Let me see clearly what they are. Give me the courage to give up what displeases You and to take up what pleases You. And above all, my God, show me how to do it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.